This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You are tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, in Buenos Aires, Argentina. My esteemed colleague, Ernesto Lechner, is in Los Angeles and unfortunately not with us today, but we have very special guests today. In fact, one of my favorite indie rock bands from the South American hemisphere. I'm talking about Banda de Turistas, a Argentine indie rock band that has been together now for about 12 years, and I'm going to be joined in a few minutes for a special interview with Tomás Butruelli, the guitarist and vocalist, and Bruno Albano, the bassist and co-vocalist. And if you're not familiar with Banda de Turistas, you know, they're not yet a household name, but they're a group that mixes indie rock, pop, with some very cool psychedelic rock influences. And if you're an astute listener to the Latin Alternative, you're probably familiar with them. I have played many of their songs over the years. We're going to start things off with a track off their latest album, Mancho. This song is called La Cosa Negra, which would translate as The Black Thing, from Argentina's Banda de Turistas.
Empieza a
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, and we just heard La Cosa Negra from one of my favorite Argentine bands, Banda de Turistas, and in fact, their members Bruno and Tomas are with us today. Gentlemen, welcome to the Latin Alternative.
Hi, hello.
Hi, hello. Thank you for inviting us. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, we're glad because it's been a long time since we've had you on the show. If I remember correctly, I interviewed you guys in San Francisco in 2009 or 2010, and a lot's happened since then. You guys have released, I believe, 4 studio albums to date, or 5?
Five, yes. We released 5 albums, and the last one was released last year in October, so it's a really new album that we are playing a lot now.
And this new album is Mancho, which would translate, I believe, as a stain.
It's kind of a masculine stain.
Yes.
Like, stain is from feminine, and this is like a masculine stain. It's a word we invented. It's not a real word from our Spanish dictionary. It's something we invented. And it's a kind of like a thing, you know? Like something that we use to describe, like, the character of this album that, well, has 11 songs. And we feel like they are all, like, united by this character that is Mancho. And we thought of him like a loser in some kind of style, because he tells things that not everybody wants to listen, or he tells stories about the things that are not right always, like with the world or with your job or with the women or with, I don't know, life in general. So that's kind of the idea of this album, like the concept.
Now tell us a little bit about Banda de Turistas. You guys formed in 2006. You know, by my standards, I lived in Argentina in the mid-90s, and, you know, my rock argentino introduction was groups like Soda Stereo and Fabulosos Cadillacs and groups that can fill arenas. But it's really nice to hear like a younger generation of Argentine rock. But just tell us a little bit how the band came together and to some of your influences, because I do hear this kind of nice psychedelic rock sound, which is not all that common among artists your age.
Well, everything started when we were in high school. We make friends, we get together, and we just listen to music, and we like to listen to music that was not popular or was not what our companions from the school were hearing. Like, we like to hear old music from the 60s. We listen a lot to, well, the classics, like beginning with Beatles and Pink Floyd and Zeppelin and Black Sabbath and the rock classics, mm-hmm. to begin with. And then we went to the psychedelic sounds from, for example, LA, like West Coast pop art experimental band,
and Beach Boys,
a lot of Beach Boys.
I can hear the harmony is there.
Then like English, like the Zombies, the Kings,
Scream, Jimi mm-hmm. Hendrix. Mm-hmm.
Then we start with our writing of songs, and we found out that in Argentina, in the late 60s, there were bands like Los Gatos, Almendra, Manal, that were doing kind of these sounds that we like, but in Spanish.
Yeah.
So there we found like something to begin with to start writing our own songs. Like the union between all these sounds from the world and the lyrics, but in Spanish. It's not easy to sing in Spanish,
sí.
because
Everything sounds like very different, you know.
Right.
You can say "baby, I love you" and it sounds very cool, but you say "nena, te amo" is very difficult to put into music.
You're like a Mexican singer crying about his baby.
So it's like a challenge. We like this kind of surrealistic poetry in that kind of time, in that period of our life, and it was good. It was an album that, when we released it, it was very acclaimed by the press and by the people in general.
We're going to get to some of those older tracks towards the end of the show. We're working in reverse today, so we're playing songs actually starting off the newest album. And just real briefly, tell us a little bit about this song we're going to hear. Avenida Selva, or Jungle Avenue. I like that name. I like that. It's better than Electric Avenue, the 80s song.
Well, in all our records, we sing and we also write the songs, and Luis, the guitarist, he plays most of it, the guitar, but he also sings, and this song is from him. He wrote it, and in every album we try to include one track of his work, because we like it a lot. And something to say about this and the album is, like, I feel that is right, starting from this last album and going to the beginning of the story of the band, because it's very connected, I think, this album with the first one. So,
all right, let's take a listen to Avenida Selva by today's special guest, the Argentine indie band Banda de Turistas, which I love the band name too. It translates as Group of Tourists. Let's take a listen. This is the Latin Alternative.
Thank you. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin alternative.
Listening to the Latin Alternative, and we are joined for a special takeover episode today by Argentina's Banda de Turistas. We just heard another one of my favorite songs on their latest album, Mancho. That was the track Solo Para Mí, or Just For Me. And no, it's a very cool song. I like that little telephone sound. It's like very well arranged. You know, it fits there in between the beats. Okay. That's a very cool song. It's nice to see incorporating that type of technology. But I want to go backwards a little bit. I loved the song Química, or Chemistry, which was, I think, on your 2014 album. Was
yes,
that?
Yes.
Lo Que Más Quieres. Just give us a little brief introduction about this song. Very pop sound.
Yes. Well, this was like a pop adventure for us. We came more from the rock sound, but we always enjoy pop music and dance music also, and 80s music. And this was kind of an experiment with that type of sound. And it was a number one hit also in Argentina, like for 10 weeks, top chart. It was something that really surprised us, because it was the first time that a song from Banda Turistas make it to the top. And it really make the popularity of the group growing A lot.
Yes.
So we started playing in lots of places that we have never played here in Argentina, like, I don't know, more festivals and more cities. And the name of the band, it became to get more important. Mm-hmm. You know, I talked to my, I don't know, my mother's friends, and they know this song. You can go to anywhere and sing Hay Química Entre Los Dos, and they'll know the
Everybody
song.
Everybody knows it here in Argentina, but they don't know from which is, you know, the Banda de Turistas.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of funny thing that happened.
Well, let's take a listen to Banda de Turistas and their, you could say, their pop breakthrough back in 2014. This is the song Química from the album Lo Que Más Quieres.
Hi everybody, I am Patricio from Banda de Turistas.
Hi, I'm Luis from Banda de Turistas.
You are listening to the Latin Alternative.
Antes que descubras el
You're listening to The Latin Alternative in a special takeover episode with the Argentine indie rock band Banda de Turistas. We just heard a track called Lo Que Más Quieres. It's off the album of the same name. Came out back in 2014. I am joined by Bruno, the bass player and singer, and Tomás, the guitarist and vocalist. I'm going to ask you a question. This is probably one of my favorite Banda de Turistas songs. It's off an earlier album, I think, called Ya, the song Cada Día. It's another one of these songs that I think, like, you guys are an indie rock psychedelic band, but again, it's got like a nice pop bent and some keyboards. Just tell us a little bit briefly about this song.
I remember we produced this with one group that we really like from Argentina, this Babasónicos.
Two members of Babasónicos produced the whole album.
And I just want to explain to our listeners, Babasónicos are kind of the godfathers of Argentine indie rock. I mean, they were still kicking when I was living here in Argentina in the mid-90s. And I can definitely see how a group like Babasónicos would be an influence on Banda de Turistas. So they produced a few tracks on this album.
I think they produced all the album. Okay. And this was the first single from the album. It was, I remember that when we made it, we thought, like you said, like a very pop song, but also with fly. I don't know, like, you know, like a high pop
like,
song.
Yeah. Like a strange background. This is the kind of thing that we really like, you know, of a pop song that have this strange background that made it different. Okay. It's like another radio pop song. Mm-hmm. You know?
We're going to take a listen to yet another more of the poppy tracks in the Banda de Turistas catalog. This is one of my personal favorites, Cada Día, or Every Day, from Banda de Turistas off their 2012 album, Ya.
No hay ninguna decepción. No sé cuánto de esto es amor, porque estoy entregado. Todo está reservado a mi comodidad.
Lo sé, lo sé, no
This is the Latin Alternative. It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a special takeover episode with the Argentine indie rock band Banda de Turistas, which would translate as Group of Tourists, one of my favorite named groups. We just heard an excellent song, the track Amigos, going back to 2012 off the album Ja or Ya. And I love that song, those big guitars, you know, you're taking me back to like some 70s feeling rock and roll, which I love some of the retro sounds you guys do. And I want to talk, speaking about retroactive sounds, this track, Días de Prosperidad, or Days of Prosperity. This is a song that always puts a smile on my face. I just feel like I'm just walking in some beautiful park in Buenos Aires on a sunny day. And the title track, you know, it's called Días de Prosperidad, Days of Prosperity. Just tell us a little bit about this song. You guys are definitely on a little bit of a psychedelic tip with this track, and probably my personal favorite.
Yes, I think that it was like one of the first songs we wrote for our second album. And I remember I wrote the song in my mother's house, like in a very rural zone in Buenos Aires. And I remember I once like this kind of nostalgic feeling with a strange lyrics too. And I think that I have like a King song in my mind when I was writing it, and without the melody and the chorus going there. Then we played with a band and it was great. It was like another kind of songs that can be like the spirit of our first album, but with a kind of evolution there. So it's like that, very nostalgic, strange song.
Any younger band influenced by the Kinks is going to be a band that I'm always going to take a listen to. And you guys fulfilled that promise there. This is Días de Prosperidad. It's off an album which came out in the U.S. about a year later, a compilation album that introduced the United States to Banda de Turistas. It was an album called Radio Magical something heart. What was it? I should know. I should know. I worked at the record label to put this album out, but Magical Radiophonic Heart was what we called the album in the U.S. I should know this better, but I'm senile. Anyway, going back to 2010, let's take a listen to Banda de Turistas and the song Días de Prosperidad, or Days of Prosperity. I dare you not to smile with this song.
Ahora le estimo y así podré yo esperar.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our special guest today, Banda de Turistas, an indie rock band from Argentina. We just heard another one of my favorite tracks from this group, the song Loco Mandas. A very cool song with nice little touches of keyboard. Puts me in a very mellow place, that song. And I think that's something you guys do very well. If you like what you've been hearing, please do follow The Latin Alternative on Facebook. You can find us at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show at thelatinalternative.com or grab it in the iTunes store by searching for The Latin Alternative. Now we're going to wrap things up with one last song from Banda de Turistas. We've been joined by Bruno and Tomas, and I want to have you guys tell me about this song. This is another one of these songs with a crazy title, Un Verdadero Cajón de Madera, which would translate, I guess, as, you know, a cajón is like a musical instrument, no?
No, it's like a, how do you say, draw?
A draw.
But also like in Peru. Don't
yes,
they play something?
But it was like a draw. It was okay. Like more nonsense.
Got it. So, well, this nonsensical title, Un Verdadero Cajón de Madera, would translate as a true drawer made of wood. and I swear the song is far more catchy than that title. But, gentlemen, we're going to wrap things up with this song. Just tell us a little bit about this song before we say goodbye.
It was like our first underground hit, I think. It was of our first album. And it was like one of the first songs we wrote, no?
Yes, everybody likes it because it's because so no unconscious,
one,
and you don't have
no
like
one
an
can
explanation.
Understand it, you know? Okay. What's, I like it because I don't understand what are you saying.
But it has like this catchy melody that you can hear all over the track, and the chairs that we made up together. It defines in some way the sound that we'll have in the whole record. This album was mixed by Mario Caldato Jr.
Oh, let me just explain.
To our listeners, Mario Caldado Jr., of course, produced many artists that we play on this show, like Manu Chao, and also best known to American audiences as the longtime engineer for the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, of course.
So Mario Caldado was engineering or producing this album?
Yes. Engineering and producing, in some kind. Like, he was not in a whole production, but he put his touch in this album, and I think that was something that made it very special. Then we met him when we went to Los Angeles. It was nice meeting him. And we were very fans of his work with Super Fury Animals.
Oh, sure.
Yes, we loved that album.
Phantom Power.
Yeah. And that's why we wanted to work with him. We wanted to sound like that in our unconscious brains of 17 years old.
Right.
That we were at that age. And we made it. It was very nice doing this. And I think it's a great record. And this song is very good also.
Well, when I was 17, I was just listening to the Beastie Boys. You guys actually got to record with Mario Caldado when you were 17. So I love this song, Un Verdadero Cajón de Madera. Yes, a real drawer made of wood. We're going to say goodbye to Banda de Turistas. And Bruno and Tomás, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Excuse us for our English. We are still practicing, but I hope you have a nice time with Banda de Turistas.
Gracias.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative. Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.